Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Colossians, Week 4, Christ, the Life of the Saints and the Constituent of the New Man, Colossians chapter 2, verse 18 through chapter 3, verse 11. Monday, Colossians 2, verses 18 through 19. Let no one defraud you by judging you unworthy of your prize, in self-chosen lowliness and the worship of the angels, dwelling on the things which he has seen, vainly puffed up by his mind set on the flesh. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Related verses, Colossians 2 verse 8. Beware that no one carries you off as spoil through his philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. Philippians 3, verse 14. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. 2 John 1, verses 8 through 9. Look to yourselves that you did not lose the things which we wrought, but that you may receive a full reward. Everyone who goes beyond and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Ephesians 4, verses 15 through 16. Beholding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 2, verse 18, let no one defraud you. Note 1, referencing defraud. The heretical teachers judged the saints unworthy to worship God directly and maintained that they had to approach him through the mediation of angels. This was to defraud the saints of their prize, depriving them of the enjoyment of Christ. In Christ, our sole mediator, we can worship God directly. Colossians 2, verse 18, note 2, referencing lowliness. The heretical teachers of angel worship taught the saints to show lowliness in realizing that they were not worthy to worship God directly. They defrauded the saints of their prize in Christ and the element and sphere of such self-chosen lowliness and angel worship. Colossians 2, verse 18, note 3, referencing dwelling, or looking into, investigating secret things. Colossians 2, verse 18, note 4, referencing seeing. The heretical teachers lived in the realm of sight, in contrast to the faith mentioned in verse 12. They liked to have curious visions. Such insistence on visual experience resulted in fleshly pride, the vain puffing up by the mind set on the flesh. Colossians 2, verse 18, note 5, referencing his, the mind of his flesh. Colossians 2, verse 19, and not holding the head. Note 1, referencing not. The heresy of angel worship distracted the saints from holding Christ as a head. God's economy is to head up all things in Christ, through his body, the church, making Christ the center of all things. The subtle one's device is to carry the saints away and thus cause the body of Christ to collapse. Colossians 2, verse 19, note 2, referencing out. The phrase out from whom indicates that the body of Christ grows out from the head, for all the supply comes from the head. Colossians 2, verse 19, note 3, referencing body. The heresy caused the saints to be severed from the head, and thus it damaged the body. The apostles' revelation uplifted Christ and caused the body to be safeguarded and built up. Colossians 2, verse 19, note 4, referencing joints. Joints are for the supply of the body. Colossians 2, verse 19, note 5, referencing sinews. Sinews are for the knitting together of the members of the body. Colossians 2, verse 19, note 6, referencing grows. Growing is a matter of life, which is God Himself. As a body of Christ, the church should not be deprived of Christ, who is the embodiment of God as a source of life. By holding Christ, the church grows with the growth of God, with the increase of God as life. Colossians 2, verse 19, note 7, referencing growth. The growth of the body of Christ has nothing to do with doctrinal knowledge of the Bible, the way of worship, or any such matter. Rather, the growth of the body depends on the growth of God, the increase of God's element in the body. Portions from the Life Study Messages. The heresy of angel worship distracted the saints from holding Christ as a head. God's economy is to head up all things in Christ through His body, the church, thereby to make Christ the center of all things. The device of the subtle one is to carry the saints away and to cause the body to collapse. The heresy at Colossae caused the saints to be severed from the head. This damaged the body. Paul's revelation was to uplift Christ and to safeguard and build up the body. We need to be preserved in Christ for the church life. The main reason Paul wrote the book of Colossians was to rescue the saints from fraud and to preserve them in Christ for the proper church life. To be preserved in Christ for the church life is to hold Him as a head, out from whom the body grows with the growth of God.